Anybody who thinks that a theater critic's life is all champagne openings, truffles, and rubbing elbows with elegant, sophisticated people should see how I've agonized over writing the review for The Fiddler's House, the Acts of Faith Festival offering for the Chamberlain Actors Theater. Over the last couple of years, I've not been a big supporter of the festival, as I consider every act of theater an act of faith. But this year, I've reevaluated my thoughts and realized that the festival brings a large number of people to the theater who wouldn't normally attend, and they discuss thoughts and feelings in a rational and non-threatening manner, and I'm all for rational discussions. You see, I didn't care much for The Fiddler's House. I found the script to be predictable and the acting to be below the level to which I've become accustomed to at Chamberlain. But despite my misgivings about the piece, the fact that a locally written piece got produced with the playwright serving as director is to be greatly appreciated. There are very few places where a playwright can realize her dreams of being produced, let alone be presented with the opportunity to direct the play, thus making it more likely to achieve the vision that took shape when the play was created. To me, the words are sacred. That's why I'm often tougher on the playwright than my colleagues. I am not familiar with Cheryl Criswell, who wrote the play, but according to her notes, she wrote this in a 3-week period. I've seen fast writers who get into a groove and the work sort of takes on a life of its own. Many writers whom I admire have said that they often feel like they're merely reporters, watching their characters unfold and putting their lives down on paper. That's mostly at the beginning of the process. After that initial stage comes the incredibly difficult work, shaping and polishing the work until it stands complete. But you're not listening to this or reading it on my blog in order to get my thoughts on Playwriting 101. You want to know whether the play is worth going to see. Well, the answer to that, at least for me, will always be yes. I would like for you to go see this play. I would like for you to go see every play. The more plays you visit as an audience member, the more things we will have to discuss when we meet at intermission. You may very well disagree with my assessment of The Fiddler's House, and we could respectfully discuss what each of us saw. That's kind of the point behind the Acts of Faith. Chamberlain has made its own Acts of Faith this year, choosing to produce all Richmond premieres for its season. That's an extremely brave leap. None of the plays they've chosen has that marquee appeal that is going to guarantee big box office. They need people to take a chance that they are going to deliver the goods. And I, for one, am pulling for them to do so. For WCVE Public Radio, I'm John Porter.